8.5.
One of the biggest headaches in power generation is the fact that electricity consumption fluctuates considerably. So, in order to maintain a continuous supply, we have to make continual checks and adjust the power load we generate. To help us plan those adjustments, we forecast fluctuations in demand so that we can anticipate peaks and troughs. We base these forecasts on a number of different factors. One of them, one of the most important ones, is temperature. During periods of very cold or very hot weather, demand increases. The increase in demand is obviously due to millions of electric radiators coming on when it's cold and air conditioning units working hard when it's hot. Another factor, a key factor, which increases or decreases demand is whether or not it's light or dark in the morning and evening. Obviously, that dictates lighting consumption. So those are the two main seasonal factors. They generally go hand in hand. So on cold, dark winter evenings, the rise in demand is significant compared with warm, light summer evenings. We also take into account what day of the week it is, particularly whether it's a weekday or the weekend. Generally, demand rises during the week, when factories and offices are operational, and then decreases when a lot of them close at the end of the week. So demand falls at the weekend. Those are variations that take place within a given week. During any given day, there are factors such as meal times, when electric ovens are switched on. Obviously, that causes a jump in consumption. Even commercial breaks during popular TV shows can cause blips in demand. There can be a sudden rise when people rush to switch kettles on or heat up snacks in microwaves, and then a sudden fall shortly afterwards.